You're a really cool guy. I'm really glad Tanya set us up on this blind date. Usually they end up being a disaster, you know? Oh, I know. But you're not creepy or weird or anything. You've got an open attitude about life and sex. You're chill, and you've got a sense of humor. Plus, you took me to my favorite park. Well, thank you. And yeah, I am a bit of a flirt, but I had to do something. You came all handsome and nice clothes, and look at me. I dressed up for a creep. Ratty jeans and a t-shirt? Yeah, no. And here you are being a really great guy. So I had to flirt like crazy. Just so you knew I wasn't, you know, just another dork in a gamer t-shirt. Huh? My shirt? Yeah. My quirky sense of humor at work. It's from Zelda. On the original Nintendo, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this! Is what the old dude says to Link at the beginning of the game. I mean, of course, this version has a pair of handcuffs instead of a sword, which might mean I like bondage, but you are not allowed to ask me if I do. Oh, such a gentleman, respecting my wishes. Do I like video games? Yeah. Do you like my t-shirt? You keep staring at it. Bullshit. You're not looking at the shirt. I know what you're really looking at. Oh, really? Well, play your cards right and who knows what you might get to see. But to fully answer your question, I do like video games. Well, actually, like, might be the wrong word for it. Let's just say that when I was a kid, I didn't do much playing with Barbies. Oh, you play too, huh? So, what sort of stuff do you play? Madden and Call of Duty? Please, please, please tell me those are not the only things you play. Oh my god. And here I thought you were a pretty cool dude. But then comes the killer. Your taste in video games is terrible. No, I mean, Madden and Call of Duty are fine, but that's all you play? Madden and Call of Duty are two franchises that somehow get people to buy new games by rehashing the same gameplay over and over and over again. We really need to get you into other games. You know, there's almost 40 years of amazing video games out there, and that's just the home console stuff. We can save you. It can be done. Oh, yay! You had an original PlayStation? Thank God, you're not completely hopeless. That's a win right there. Oh. And you should have just kept your mouth shut. How could you have used it just to play Madden? What about Final Fantasy VII, or Spyro, or Crash Bandicoot, or any of the Mega Man games? Or even Tekken? Oh god, you're killing me. And I was totally gonna seduce you and fuck you behind a park bench somewhere in a few minutes. But now? I don't know. Well, okay, I wasn't serious about fucking you. I almost never put out on a first date. But if you were a real gamer, who knows what could have happened. Oh yeah, you want a second chance, huh? I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. I'll ask you 3 video game questions, and if you get all of them wrong, we finish our date and you have to ask me out on a second one. But if you get any of them right, I'll get on my knees right here in the middle of the park and give you a blowjob. And I'll ask you on a second date. You look so shocked. I thought you were cool with casual sex. Well, the offer's there. Take it or leave it. You should know that I like sucking cock almost as much as I love playing video games. So what do you say? Good. I'm hoping you can redeem yourself so I can find you sexy again. Oh, you think those are fighting words, Baby, you haven't heard the words that can come out of my mouth yet. You ready to see if you can earn that blowjob? Ooh, so confident. All right, you ready? Okay. What was the first video game system to use cartridges instead of having everything just pre-programmed into the console itself? Nope, but everyone gets that one wrong. Atari isn't it. It was the Fairchild Channel F. Atari stole the idea from them. Actually, pretty much everyone stole the idea from them. Well, one down. You have two more, though, right? No, you can't use your phone. Put that away. No, put it away, cheater. You're not going to get a blowjob by cheating. Are you ready for question two? All right, an easy one. Oh, since you're a Madden fiend, what system did the Madden series originally come out on? Sega Genesis? Nope. The first Madden game was released on the Apple II. Yep, it was a computer game. Aw, my questions are too hard. Well, if you plan on dating me, you're gonna have to broaden your video game horizons. You have one last chance. You ready? Okay, name any one of the 12 launch titles for the PS3. A clue? You want a clue? Should I help you get a blowjob? You know, as much as I want to see your cock. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you let me feel it through your pants, I'll give you a hint. I thought you'd agree. Let me just get down on my knees and. What? I always feel up guys' cocks on my knees. Are you saying that you don't like a sexy gamer girl on her knees, feeling up your dick? Really? You didn't think I would actually do it? Oh, honey, I'm a girl of my word. I don't cheat when I'm playing games. Oh, I feel your dick. I think all our flirting might have had an effect. Or maybe you're already anticipating having my hot, wet mouth sliding over it? You know, getting ready for it. Is that why it's so stiff? Maybe that's it. I love feeling a guy through his pants. So, while I feel your cock, here's the clue. It's a game you play. Madden. But you need the year. Oh God, please get it right. You're so fucking hard. I really want to see it. Please get it right. Please. Madden 2007. Hey, you caught it. Thank God. All right, let's get that cock out in the open. Oh, there's my joystick. You know, I knew a hottie like you would have to have a cock to match. You ready, baby? Fuck. Such a nice joystick. If I play with it, do I get extra points? Yay for extra points! You know, Tanya really did us a favor with this blind date. See what you get when you know about games? You know. If you're gonna date a gamer girl, you gotta bone up on your gaming knowledge. I have plenty of suggestions. What can you even, you know, tutor you? Show you the ropes of classic gaming. But there may be some side benefits too. You could play the game. I could blow you. And the longer you last without dying, the better the blowjobs. Oh, really? I think I'd like that too. Oh, you're leaking pretty good. Are you going to give me a power up? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But I think I want it in a better way than in my mouth. You know, I have something special in my pocket. A condom! Oh, your joystick just twitched. I think it knows what's coming. Oh, don't look at me like that. I didn't even mean that pun. Now let's just get this on you, and there we go, all protected. Now it's time to play a new game and just see how good your hand-eye coordination is. Or cock-eye coordination is. Now let me just pull down my pants and get down on my hands and knees and... Oh, so eager. Come on, baby, look what you did to me. I'm so fucking wet. Now, just imagine this like an FPS. You have to stay on target to... Oh, God. You know, if you make me come... I might just forgive you for only playing Madden and COD. You're really good with your controller. You're making my body do all kinds of tingly stuff. You didn't even have to use a cheat code. Come on, baby. Fuck me. Yeah, I feel good. I could say the same about you. Oh, I'm getting close. Just how good are you, baby? You know, this gameplay requires that you come with me. Oh, God, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. You know, you're really good with your game controller. I think you may have beat the game. We better get our pants back on. We did just have sex in a public park. Yeah? Well, let's say that you played the game so well that you have easily earned a second date. If you want one. Oh, good. Me too. I'm so glad. I was hoping you would. One thing, though. The next time, you better have played more than Madden and COD. Seriously. I'll even sweeten the pot. I'll give you a short list of games to play. And if you play them, I'll show you some of my cosplays. And of course, what I like to do in them.